on this earth after we received everything. I say there is like a possibility, not like 100% possibility, you guys are going to lose it all and you're going to have to come back and, you know, get, you know, receive it again, get back into it. So this is like a really important message that you must have. So we're gonna listen to a recording, and I want you to just close your eyes if you have to and just see Jesus, you know, tell, like, leaving you this message personally for you, not for the church, you know, or for anybody else, but personally for you. This is who you are and this is who you are made for. So just close your eyes if you have to get deeper, so that you get, and I believe that as you listen to it, God is going to speak to your heart, you know, that it's going to change everything in you.
I was taken. Into a deeper place. It was a chamber that was very scary at first. It was dark. Very, very dark. And the Holy Spirit took me inside. And I find myself in this huge place. It was not completely dark down there. It was like a twilight light. I could barely see. And at the very end of this huge hall, there was a chair. And someone seated in the chair. Everything in this place was lonely, was forgotten, was forsaken. It was like an old place filled with loneliness. And when I approached that seat, I saw Jesus. His head was bowed down, and he was weeping. I was shocked, and I said, Jesus, what is this place? What is this place? Why are you crying, my Jesus? What is this place? He suddenly lifted up his face and looked into my eyes. His cheeks were just filled with tears, and he said, this is the place of my loneliness. This is the place where my bride almost never comes. Very few come to this place. Many wants the places of my blessings. Many wants the places of my love and my beauty. But this is the place where my bride hardly comes. This is the place where love is so lonely. Where giving your life, where pouring your love for others, not everybody wants to come to this place. This is the place where your heart is broken day after day. He showed me how every day he opens his heart and he comes to us. He put his barren heart in front of us. He comes in the mornings with great joy and saying, here's my open heart. Do whatever you want to do to him. I'm pouring my heart to you. This is my pure love to you. And every day we stab that heart. Every day, people turn around. People don't even look at him. People don't even say good morning to him. People just hurt him. And day after day, he comes back. And with his wounded heart, he says, I am loving you again. I'm loving you again. And again we stab him. And again we stab him. And day after day we despise him. And day after day we think in all our material things, in our selfish rights. And we forsake him. And he continues to love. He continues to love. He continues to give his heart away to us. He told me, this is a place of my great sufferings, the place where people don't want to come and join me. Join me, he said, join me. Face, and I kissed his tears, and I said, Jesus, if no one wants to come here, I would come here. I will cry for you. I will fight with you against all evil. I will destroy with you, Lord, the forces of evil that are destroying your people. How we go to the deepest places of sufferings with you. We're not alone. Receive me as your bride. And someone listening to these words can join him in places beyond the loving kindness and the mercy. Can someone join him in the places where love is so painful, so hard, that very few can go there?
When I go to this place, I hear his heart saying thank you. Thank you for joining me in the depths of the cross.
Okay, guys. Now, do you understand after that message? Those of you who are listening, did it fill you? Did you understand what Jesus really wants from you? The way I love the way this woman really explains, you know, what it is really that God wants from this church, from his bride. Now, in this time, he doesn't want anything else but people following his heart, his heartbeat. And his heartbeat is after those that don't know him, that have not experienced what each and one of us have experienced. Because there are people, believe me, think you were one of those people that were waiting, that you wanted something, and you came here and look what Jesus has done for you. So now, all that Jesus wants from you is to be part of the army, part of the generation, part of the part of his heart, so that you will have not your own heart beating inside, but his own heart beating in you, so that all that you can think of, all that you can dream of, is him and completing the mission that he has for you. The vision that he has for you. And the first thing, before I start go anywhere, the first thing I want you guys to understand, that please, guys, don't confuse, you know, vision of God for his children, for the human race, with ministry, you know, and doing something. Vision of God has nothing to do with ministry or calling. Those are two different things. And a lot of times why people were like, well, you know, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. I don't understand what Jesus wants from you. I don't know, but it was a clear picture for me. You know, even before going through encounter, I always tried, you know, it's like I knew that it was inside of me that God has put in me. And when I went through encounter, it just got so much bigger. But, you know, I received the power to be able to do that. I tried to, you know, give a testimony to people. I tried to pray for them. I tried to tell them about God. But I didn't carry any power because I wasn't even sure myself that I was Christian. But now you guys have Christ, the power of God, the resurrection power in you. That power, that same guy, guys, get it through you. That same power that Jesus Christ had, that he passed on to his disciples, that turned the world upside down in Acts. That same power lives in us, in you. You got that power. I don't want you to think, well, wait for anything else. You have it inside of you. And you know, all you gotta do is just ask Jesus to take you into that room. To take you into that room where nobody else wants to go. A lot of people want to, you know, to serve God or to pray and everything, but they don't really truly want to follow the heart of God because it's not easy. It's not easy, but I honestly tell you from the bottom of my heart, it's the best thing. Seriously, it makes sense. I know that's why I was born. I know that now I only know and understand that I am Christian because of that. It's not because God saved me, but because he saved me and he can do the same thing for others, you know. But somebody has to go reach out, you know, tell them. That message has to come out from someone. And a lot of times people are scared or they, you know, they live with compromise or sin and something that's stopping them. I pray that, you know, all of you guys, it's like the pain of my heart. I don't want to lose any one of you. And believe me, I'm just a human being. Imagine what God's heart is going through. He doesn't want to lose any one of you because you received so much in here. And if you honestly want to walk in power and not, you know, walk in fire, you must go out there. You must tell. You must pray. You must, you know, live that lifestyle. Do it for yourself, you know, because that was the most important thing for me. I really wanted to burn for God. And I know that there are individuals that want to really, honestly want to do this. And God is going to really, he's going to bless you for it. He's really going to give you a reward for it. Trust me. And it's a rewarding trip. It's a rewarding journey every day. I wouldn't trade it for anything else. It's the best thing. It's the best thing. And you know, Jesus, when in John 17, I love it because the way of how he was praying for his disciples. You know, he raised up his 12 disciples, right? And they did a powerful thing while they were on earth. But, you know, they stopped and didn't pass it on. Didn't pass it on to, you know, more people. They carried it out through their lives, but that should have went on and went on and went on, and others, you know, should have risen up like what we're doing right now. You know, we're raising up disciples, you know, who want to go, who are willing to go. So Jesus prayed, you know, for his disciples. This is his prayer to the Father. I have revealed you to those whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I give them the words you give me, and they accepted them. Willingly, they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them, That I'm praying, like, this is my prayer for you guys out here. I am not praying for the world, for those you have given to me, for they are yours. All I have given is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father, protect them from the power of your name, by the power of your name. The name you've given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you've given me. None has been lost except one doomed to the seduction, so that scripture will be fulfilled. It was supposed to happen that way. I am coming to you now, but I say to these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of joy within them. I have given them your word, and in the word had hated, and the world had hated them. Yeah, it will not be easy. For they are not of the world, and more than I am of the world. And I love this because for they are not of the world. For me, it's like not of this world. You guys, you are not of this world. You are not of this world. That's not what you're created. That's not what you are made. It's like, keep that quote for your, every time you're going through something, you say, I am not of this world. I am disciple of Jesus Christ. And he kept on just basically, praying that the Father will protect them from evil, and that the world will not take them. So they'll be sanctified by the truth. And as you know, as they were sent out into the world, that world would have anything in common with them. They were just so crazy, so radical, disciples of Jesus Christ. And I just pray, because I believe in it. And we believe in it. You know, maybe there's not a lot of us that truly dedicated our lives, truly decided to go to the finish line. But I know that there's going to be more and more and more. I choose to spend my life living this way, praying and believing, and I know that it's going to happen, even if it's going to happen in the future generation. But I'm not going to give up on praying, and so that God will raise up disciples after his own heart, not of this world, so they will have nothing to do and of this world, that they will be after God's own heart. Because this world, the reason why the devil has been succeeding and, you know, has been trying to destroy the church and saying it's powerless, because nobody has risen up until now. And that, you know, it's going to happen. We're not going to give up. We're still going to keep going. We're still going to keep praying. And I pray that someone, at least one person, would honestly say, God, make me your true disciple. No matter how hard, no matter how tough my life goes, I will truly want to be your disciple. Because truly, when you become his disciple, it's like he was praying for his disciple. Jesus was praying for the disciple that he's raised up. The Holy Spirit is going to be praying for you and interceding for you so that you could make it. So that it will be possible for you. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. All you gotta do is be completely dedicated. Know that there will be no compromise with sin. That you will not play with sin. That you will not play with this world. That you will not have anything to do with it. And watch what he's gonna do through you. I honestly, guys, I just encourage you. You know, I didn't think I had much either, you know. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to preach. I didn't know how to do anything. But Holy Spirit, you know, he started teaching me. And I was willing to go. And everything just came along the way. And do you know that we've talked about this. I really don't want to, like, you know, make this another preaching. You guys have everything, all the power, because Jesus said, I give you all the keys. You have the access. Go. And you know that his disciples, they went out even while Jesus was working with them. So you really got nothing to fear, you know, or be scared. Like, you don't know anything. You don't have anything. Yes, you do. You got Jesus in you. Oh, yeah. Jesus in you. And you know, when you truly, honestly love your God, you know, with all of you, all that you have, when you just take it in and you say, that is my, that I'm not going to have any other compromise but to love my God, you will have compassion for those that don't know God. You don't need, you know, some powerful leader to pray for you. You will automatically have compassion because, like I said, it's not your heart there. It's the compassion of Jesus Christ in you. So, guys, let's just, you know, whoever wants to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we're all going to pray for you. We will pray for you, and we're going to believe that there will be someone that will rise up. Someone needs to hear you. Your friends, your family, they need to hear you. And you may think, well, you know, they're not going to listen, you know. You may have, I don't even know how they're going to, you know, how they're going to hear. Their ears are closed. Just do it. And you know what? Even if somebody doesn't want to hear you, even if somebody doesn't want to listen to you, just go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go out to the next one. Until, you know, somebody hears you. Until somebody accepts. Because there is someone waiting for you. Waiting for you. Waiting for that message. Waiting for that truth. Waiting for that truth that Jesus Christ wants to know them. That Jesus Christ loves them. Someone will be waiting. Don't let it stop you. If someone doesn't want to hear you from, you know, first try or the second try, go until someone hears you. Don't let those things stop you. And I pray, just, you know, as we are praying, that Jesus, the main thing of this, you know, the vision and purpose of God is that you receive that heart in you. And some of you guys already have that. You do have that. And you know what, guys? Do everything. Do everything to make it happen. It's worth it. Throw away, you know, everything that is of this world. Get rid of it and go crazy in love and after God's own heart. Just go radically. Go against everything with all force. Go forth. Go forth. Go forth. Go forth. Because God is calling you. Go forth. He's calling you. Go forth. Go forth. Go forth. He's calling you. He's chosen you. You are. That's who you are. Just go forth. Just go forth. Just go forth. That's who you are. That is the vision of Christ and nothing else. That is the vision and purpose of Christ. It's that until this world is filled with power and glory, until this world is filled in power and glory of God, and you know how it's going to happen? As more bold warriors raise up and say, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have this world take over. I'm going to have this world be filled with knowledge of God, be filled with glory of God. I will rise up. I will rise up. I will scream. I will scream. I will preach. I will preach. I will preach. I will preach the gospel. I will preach the gospel until somebody rise up. I will keep knocking. I will keep knocking. I will keep knocking until someone opens up. Until someone's heart opens up. I will keep going because God is looking for someone so that they can have his own feet, so that they can have his own eyes, his ears, his God is looking for someone to step out, to step out, to step out, to step out, to step out of comfort zone. Guys, girls, you are so wonderful, you're so beautiful, and there's so much power in you. If you only knew how much power is in you. How much power is in you. How much it's really in you. If you only knew. My goodness. My goodness. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. Just stand up and rise up. God is begging for somebody to stand up and rise up. Rise up, he's saying. Rise up, I've been waiting. Rise up, I've been waiting for someone. His heart is crying out. Rise up, I've been waiting for someone. I've been waiting for someone who will say yes. Who will say yes and who will go to the finish line. Who will say yes and go to the finish line and not be able to give up. Not be able to give up. Oh, how long I've been waiting for. How long I've been waiting for. How long I've been waiting for. Someone rise up. Someone rise up. Someone rise up. Someone rise up. I've been waiting. 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 It's been a long time. 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 Oh, church, rise up. Oh, church, rise up. Come into maturity. 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 You know, a lot of us are waiting for God to come. For him, the world to end and God to just come. Or some of us are waiting so we can go there. But we cannot go there because God has so much compassion for souls that don't know him yet. He has so much compassion for those. And you know what? There's millions of them. There's millions of them. There's millions of them. There's millions of them. So if you guys say yes today, if you say yes to his call, that is really his call. That is who you call. He's calling out. He's calling out. He's crying out. He's crying out. He's crying out. He's crying out. His voice is being ignored, pushed away, ignored, pushed away. And he's so patient. He's so patient. He's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. He's being patient. Because he can't come. He can't come into this earth until people know about him, the true God. Not only about him, but so people know him. Know him. Oh, and truly know him. Just like you guys have known him. Just like you guys have seen his face. Look what God has done for you. And if you think that you can't do it, if you think that you can't do it, just, you know, go get the message of somebody preaching. Just make copies and, you know, let them go, let them go, let them go until people are going to hear you. You know what? You may be surprised. Someone that you never thought that you could reach, that CD is going to reach someone, you know, through someone. And when you come to heaven, when you come to heaven, oh God, you're going to get such rewards, seriously. Those people are going to thank you because it was a work of your hands, because you were listening to God's voice, because you chose to listen to him, not to live this life for your own, but to live this life for God, instead of Jesus Christ. being crucified. Vision of God is being crucified with Christ daily, staying on the cross and preaching the gospel, healing the sick, casting out demons. That is the mission of God for you. That is the purpose of God for you. All right, so just stay in that, you know, like in the focus of Jesus Christ and His heart and receiving it and saying yes and going to the finish line. And we're going to have a prayer over you. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to have you guys come out. Come to all the leaders, you know. If you need to, come to more leaders. Just don't miss this opportunity, guys. If you really want it, then do everything that, you know, that is from you to be able to receive it. Do everything. Focus. Focus on Jesus and not, you know, anything else. Focus on Jesus and really take it in, His heart inside of you. And Jesus, I just pray, God, the prayer that you prayed over your disciples, Jesus, that there will be more raised up. That there will be more raised up, you know, living completely dedicated to you. Completely dedicated to you. Jesus, I pray that every one of them will be protected by the blood of Jesus. I pray that everyone will go to the finish line. I pray that every one of them will go to the finish line. That everyone will have enough compassion, more compassion, to be able to go to the finish line. Guys, come out. Come out, all of you, come out right now, come out. Now this is Jesus giving His own heart for you. So take it, now take it like Jesus. Receive it like Jesus. He's giving His own heart to you. Beating for this world, for the unsaved. Take it in, take it in, take it in. Every one of you, just come out to the leaders. Come out to the leaders, come out to the leaders. And it's not about leader praying for you. It's about Jesus Christ giving His own heart to you. Are you going to take it? Are you going to go to the finish line? He's asking, will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Will you be? Will you be a true disciple? Will you go to the finish line? All of you, everybody, just pray. Pray nothing else but to have His own heart. To receive His own heart. Nothing else more but to receive Jesus Christ in you. To receive that heart of this, for this world in you. In you. In you. Trust me, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. You don't need any other calling. You don't need any other ministry. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ in this time, in this generation. People would rise up. People would rise up. Sons and daughters would rise up. Sons and daughters would rise up. Rise up with boldness. Rise up with boldness. Readiness, mature. Readiness and mature. Oh, rise up in boldness. Rise up in boldness. Rise up in boldness. Jesus. Jesus, give. Give me. Give me. Give me. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. I will take it. I will take it. I will take it. I will take it and go. I will take it and I will go. I will take it, Lord, and I will go for you. I will go for you. I will go for you again and again. I will go for you. I will go for you, Jesus. Oh, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid because I got you in me. Because I got you in me. Because I got you in me. I will not be afraid. Jesus. 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 Jesus, rise your disciples, rise your disciples, rise your disciples, rise your disciples, here now, here now, here now, here now, God. Oh, these are your sons and daughters. These are your sons and daughters. These are your sons and daughters, your disciples, Jesus.